America's Next Up Best Friend Podcast would like to thank our premium Patreon subscribers. Amber, day drinking mimosas and then taking a nap afterwards, Lodgson.
Ron, canceling plans with friends at the last minute and having them forgive you, Giant.
Sparrow, the Bon Appetit YouTube page, Crane.
And Jordan, Justin Timberlake and model behavior, they have no last name. Please respect their privacy. We love you guys. Thank you for supporting us.
Yeah.
This is a competition. This is not America's Next Top Best Friend.
Wanna be on?
I'm all alone. There's no one here beside me. I'm actually not all alone this week, guys. Welcome to the America's Next Top Best Friend podcast. I am Amanda Mitchell. My usual partner in crime, Hillary, an angel sent down from heaven, Sussman, is too busy getting them new knees. So this week...
All the better to suck dick when...
Listeners, this week I had to grab not just one, but two different people to fill in for how large Hillary's presence is on this podcast. So joining me on this week's episode is Katie Tomola, and also returning guest
Dribble.
For the second time, it's Lily Farrell! Yay! So this is going to be, we're doing our normal episodes this week. It's our actual traditional recap, just without Hillary, the first episode without Hillary Sussman.
It's like the first episode of Dawson's Creek that doesn't have Katie Holmes in it. Never mind, she's in every single episode.
It's like that first season of Top Chef. That's the first season of Top Chef with Katie Lee Joel.
Okay, I don't know what,
guys.
Do you watch Top Chef?
Katie.
What?
Do you watch Top Chef?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't hear you. I've never watched Top Chef.
No. So because, no one knows what I'm talking about.
You want to be on Top
Chef? I barely turn on my oven in real life. So I'm like, this is going to make me feel bad about myself when they're like, now I'm going to dice these scallions. And then I'm like, what's that word? I'm upset.
What's a scallion? Exactly. but basically, Katie Lee Joel was the host of the first season of Top Chef before Padma took over. That's what I'm saying.
Like
so y'all are the Katie Lee Joels of this podcast.
Okay,
cool.
I'll take
something
it.
Like that. I don't know. I don't know what the point I was trying to make there was.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is going to be a regular recap week, but because Katie is new to the podcast, I figured she should tell us a little bit about her backstory and experience with this beloved show that we talk about every week, America's Next Top Model. So tell
yes,
us.
Yes, perfect. Thank you. My name's Katie. I am a model. I'm just fucking kidding. I'm not a model. I'm a model for poor life decisions. I've been watching America's Next Top Model. That's been on since I was in high school, so quite some time. I used to watch it with my best friend Kelly, and she actually – I saw Kelly this weekend, and we were talking about smizing. So that's – Kelly likes to imitate – Tyra Banks when she introduced smizing. So that was a pretty pivotal moment in our young adulthood. But yeah, I also remember, I think about Jade a lot, just like this, some people stuck out to me, Jade. And I also think about Tiffany a lot and Tyra Banks. And also something that stood out to me this week, not to already talk about it, but Tyra Banks was like, I'm just going to give you a little tip. And she was like, when you try to do sexy, you're sleazy, which is ironic because you're a virgin. And I was like, whoa, Tyra Banks, you don't hold a single punch.
No.
But and those are my thoughts and feelings on that. And I think I would cry a lot if I was on this show, but I cry a lot to begin with, but I definitely rage cry, sad cry, all the crying, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Lily, since you've been on this show, a lot has changed.
Oh yeah.
With the show itself.
Okay.
We now have introduced men into the competition.
Guys and girls. Why don't they just call it co-ed?
Because that doesn't.
What?
I don't know.
Why not? It's like, oh, what about the things in between? What about?
It's true.
Is this not the fashion industry? Do we not have Miss J on the judging it's panel?
True. Why be like, so binary?
Seriously. Yeah, we have Bello or Bayo or however you want to call
Bejo.
Bejo. Like everyone has a different name for this this young contesticle. Like
it's true.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's
but
different.
It's. I guess Tyra did it to create some sort of like sexual tension or whatever. I don't know. Or to like prove that men can model too.
Basically. That's what she wants.
I guess.
But.
I don't know.
We did get Niall DeMarco out of it.
We did.
We did.
Woo. And we're grateful. And he won best photo.
This week. Guys.
In the prior week.
Yeah. So let's just jump in.
Yeah.
So episode 7 is, we're doing America's Next Top Model, cycle 22, episodes 7 and 8 today. The title of episode 7 is The Guy Who Acts a Fool.
Oh, yeah.
So, like Lily said, yes, they get back in the house, and guess what? Niall got best photo. Good for Niall. Yes.
He deserved it.
And we get a tie-tie tip, which is, in my brain, spelled T-Y-T-Y-T-Y-P.
A T-T-T, yes.
Yeah, a T-T-T, true. A T-triplicate. I don't know what I'm saying. Anyway, and basically the advice is, turn your head, Niall.
Also, yeah. I love, yeah. I feel like Tyra Banks is in the grandmotherhood of, like, her relationship with this show.
Yeah.
So now she's just come up with, like, don't call me grandma, call me Ty-Ty. Mm-hmm. Like, she's come up with, like, this ridiculous little nickname for herself.
She has openly said she tried to quit this show twice.
Really?
Yeah, she tried to quit after cycle 7, and then she tried to quit, like, later on in the run.
But didn't she create the show?
Yeah, and so she's allowed to quit.
why isn't
Oprah quit?
What the problem is?
She probably was like, I want to do other things with my life, and then like, then people talked her out of it. So by this point, yeah, calling her grandmother is like, she's already tried to abandon her babies twice. So like, of course she's gonna be like, I'm not a regular mom. I'm a cool mom,
right? And she's trying to do as little as possible.
We.
Anyway,
so Niall gets to sleep in the Tyra suite, which is like the big bed, effectively, of the
That's
show.
That's what I was going to ask, mm-hmm. because I like the tires, the big, I mean, a full bed is important.
You basically get a private room, like to sleep in by yourself. And it's like,
they should just call it Niall's room. No, or the other chick, Lacey.
Yeah. It kind of has
been. And she's fucking 18. I'm like, get out of here.
It was Mame's. Likeable. It was Mame's for a bit, too.
Mame. Oh. I can't wait to talk about Justin because I want to cut ice on his bone structure. He's stupid.
Oh, I've been thirsting about Justin all season. Like,
every time he came on the screen, I was like, are you wearing good shoes? I want you to step on my neck. Like, I don't understand. Like, I can't handle it.
Mm-hmm. I would die for Justin.
I'm getting upset talking about it.
Mm-hmm. I would die for him. I forget what's next.
He's also from Virginia. So, okay. Niall is from DC. Mm-hmm. Justin is from Virginia. Mame is from Silver Spring, Maryland. These, like, I'm like, is this the DMV cycle? Yeah,
it must be.
Are all these hot people from my hometown? Because I'm going to be looking for them when I go back. Obviously, they're not going to be there anymore. They're, like, in LA or whatever. But I still will be looking for them the next time I go see my poor mom.
Yeah.
I'm like, shut up, mom. I see someone hot. Maybe it's Niall.
And then you're like, I looked in a mirror. Guys.
Okay.
Anyway, so basically, Niall, we get the beginning of what's going to be an ongoing story about Niall and how he's getting frustrated because he can't hear, because he's deaf, and like, you know, like he's basically going out of his way to like try to teach them how to communicate with him, but they are not reciprocating that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And then he gets a special treat in the tie-tie suite. A night of signing and dining with his fellow models. Okay. And so then we see Bejo.
Oh.
Bejo with his fake ass eyes. And
was that given to him in the
No, he claims that he was born with them.
Honey.
That's like that scary, like, no, that's like that obstacle thing they do in China. Like,
right.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, Bejo and I got on a train and he was looked at me and was like, "That's my seat." I'd be like, "You're right, correct." Like, he is like stunning human being, just a stunning human being. However, I'm also like, you look like you would just murder me in public with your, I don't know if you'd even have to touch me. I just know you'd find a way to murder me because you're no joke. I can't believe they told him he wasn't intense enough. I was like, oh, he's intense. This is 5 years old and I feel how intense he is. I was like, Tyra, like, not to question your like
infinite wisdom.
Exactly. Thank you. Words are tapping out. Mm-hmm. Like, the Bejo has taken them all.
His eyes suck them out of your body.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But he's like, I'm just so disappointed in Ashley for hanging out with Mikey and Devin. And that segues immediately into Ashley's backstory. So guess what?
Ashley's going home. Yeah. And I really like her.
I liked her a lot, too. She's
so
dope.
Sweet. I love beautiful. Her fucking Brooklyn accent. Mm-hmm. It's so goddamn cute. She's just adorable, and she clearly, like, cares a lot. Mm-hmm. And I like, want this for her. I want, mm-hmm. I want all of her dreams to come true. She's freaking adorable.
Yeah.
Me, yes. Too. I feel the same, for sure.
So the models meet with Kelly Catrone and Lori Oppenden at the CW for my least favorite challenge of every season. And I'm so sad Hillary's not here for this.
Why? Does she love it and you hate it?
No, I just openly hate acting challenges so much. She just would be like, Amanda, how you feeling? And I'd be angry is the answer.
Not well, bitch.
It's true. So, and they have to show Lori Oppenden their raw talent and learn a Shakespearean love scene.
It's not a Shakespearean love scene.
It's not.
I was like expecting them to do like real true
you
Shakespeare.
It was gonna be Macbeth.
I was like, oh ho ho.
You thought they was gonna be doing Lady Macbeth?
I don't know. I'm stupid, I guess. Okay, you know what?
Troilus and Cressida.
I think it would have been easier if they had to like
Othello. I'm just listening shakes. I went to school for playwriting, guys.
Yeah, well, I took Shakespeare classes because I was an English major.
That's true.
Shakespeare classes, a plural. Multiple.
Titular role. The horse with titular role.
We are 12 minutes into this podcast. Okay, it's already got off the rails.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. I'm not mad.
Anyway, it is not straight Shakespeare. It is Shakespeare with, like, come on now, bitch, like thrown in.
Yeah, it's like a modernized.
Yeah. It's like, how dare you tooketh my right butt cheek in your hand or whatever. Yeah. It's, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like they have those Spark Notes books that you could buy at Barnes & Noble that have the actual text on one side, and then it's like a modern translation on the other. I used it in seventh grade. I was like, yo, Mr. Stark, I know everything. I'm so smart.
And he was it's like taking those two and like mashing them together. Uh-huh.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah. So, basically, the winner is going to win a walk-on role in a CW show. Which one? I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, they didn't say it. I assumed it was Riverdale, but I don't know. Riverdale wasn't there.
No.
Started,
Riverdale was like a blip in
Greg Berlanti's.
Like, yeah.
Twinkle in his eye.
It really was. Like, I think probably at this point, it wouldn't have even been like Jane the Virgin. It would have been like, it might have been Jane the Virgin, actually. But I don't know. Somebody email in and let us know. Like, but I think the answer is nothing. They had no intention of ever putting this person on a CW show.
No, but she was like, the CW lady was like,
this is the CW show you're going to be
She
on.
Was like, this is the CW, and like, y'all are laughing, and like, it's basically like, I was like, oh man, she looks like a nice lady, but I was like, she's also pissed. She's going to punch
someone.
She was
pissed. I would be too.
Yeah.
You know, take this shit seriously.
I mean, they're not wrong. So I just got off a colorful stint
working at a talent management company. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, these actors do work hard for those sit downs with the VP of casting. Like, you gotta be in the game. Your manager's gotta fucking vouch for you. You prep, like, you're like, you gotta be fresh faced and fancy free and not go out the night before.
It's true.
Yeah. Like, it is a big opportunity.
Like, it's effectively like, I took the opportunity to do this, like, and other people could have been, like, the number of people I could have been making stars, and you are doing this. Anyway, we'll get there. Mm. So they're going to be judged. They're working in pairs where they're being judged individually. Mm-hmm. So the pairs are Niall and Lacey, the hottest couple, of course.
Oh, my God.
Justin and Mame, actually the hottest couple. Hadassah and Bayo, nightmare fuel. Devin and Ashley. Courtney is left over, and Devin's like, I'm sorry, but I cannot work with her again. So Mikey gets stuck with Courtney.
Oh.
Like, the way they talk about Courtney, I feel bad for her, but also I don't like her.
She deserves it. I'm sorry, but she deserves, like, do you even want to be here? She doesn't know what Vogue is. She doesn't know what Vogue is. I don't know if this is in the episodes we watched because I kept watching, but she does not know what Vogue
is. Yeah, it's the next episode.
She does not know what Vogue is.
Yeah. She had never looked in a fashion magazine. And, like, we've had this trope done before. The girl who's like, I'm so busy taking care of someone, I can't look at magazines. And it's like, then why did you want to be a model?
But this is your job.
Exactly.
This is your job.
Yeah. This is the rant that I go on every week.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, it's like, you wouldn't go on Project Runway if you didn't know how to sew.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go on Top Chef and be like, I've never used a stove before.
What is a tomato?
What is an egg? I am a chef.
No. Like, no. You wouldn't go on RuPaul's Drag Race and be the first time getting in drag unless you're Chantala.
That's a good premise. They should.
They're doing that.
This guy works at Goldman Sachs, and he's like, "Oh, what? I've never done drag before, but I'll try it."
They kind of do that. They have a challenge every season
where they have to, like, make over. Usually, it's a gay guy, but one time it was like a straight guy who was getting married.
Yeah, they made them
get married in drag. Which was great, actually.
You just went from not interested to, like, significantly more interested in watching.
It's a great show.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so back to the Shakespeare child, Challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Bello. Pepe la Bello. Mm-hmm.
Pepe la Bello.
Walk. Now walk.
Ooh, Pepe la Beige.
I am House of la Beige. Mother of the House of la Beige. Okay. And he thinks he's a good actor because he's from L.A.
Right.
And he's not.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my critique.
Also, in the background, Devin is being Devin. And, like, Katie's just playing. Yeah, he's just fucking around. But also, we have to talk about what this scene is about. The scene is about Princess Cordelia, who's in love with her stable boy, but he's in love with his horse.
Bestiality.
We've all been there.
Classic Shakespeare.
It is classic Shakespeare.
Is it? Fall in love with a horse?
Shakespeare loves bestiality.
He does.
Mm-hmm. So it is kind of classic Shakespeare.
That's how it's Shakespearean.
Yeah, that's the Shakespearean element.
Makes it Shakespearean.
That's what makes it Shakespeare, darling.
Anyway, so then we cut to the opening credits because this has all been the cold open.
Yeah. It went on for fucking ever. I was like, did they go do away with
that's
the opening credits?
A good wife length cold open.
No, that's a good wife.
Hey, they're called, the credits is, like, one thing. It's, like, literally just, like, The Good Wife. And it's, like, it only appears, like, 15 minutes.
Like, I've been watching this for 23 minutes, but
I don't know what it is.
And I never will. So,
Can I ask you guys a question about the theme song?
Please. Yes.
How much did they pay DMX to remix it?
Double X double og.
Oh my god!
I'm sitting there and I'm like, that has to be DMX. I'm like,
I mean, Courtney's gonna be so confused watching the show, being like, double X, double I. What is that? Like, she's, and then someone's gonna hear like, here's a Vogue. Here's what a Roman numeral is. Like, here's who Shakespeare is. Like.
Damn.
Just body her, damn. Just like that.
I'm sorry, but
Sam Edge.
She's,
I love it.
Dumb.
She's so so basically the scenes start and my only note is what on earth?
No, it's like I just want to know where they got those horses. I didn't know they still made those stick horses from our childhood.
They must have gotten them when Toys R Us went out of business.
But they're big
right?
too.
Like Tyra Banks was like, I'm going to use these one day.
Yeah.
They're in her prop closet. Her prop house.
She's yeah. Her prop house.
With like, along with like the bodysuits that she wore when Miss J and her had to be like robots in like one season opener. Like, yeah, I could totally imagine Tyra having like a treasure chest of just like props and
oh
toys.
Oh my god, absolutely. And it's insured for $1 billion.
Definitely. One of the lines is, I have been dumpeth for a horse.
Once again, who among us has not experienced?
And, you know, when you're doing Shakespeare, you want to get the lines word perfect.
Yeah.
Word, because it's, because this is beautiful writing, mm-hmm. ladies and gentlemen.
Like Shakespearean.
Mm-hmm. I've been dumpeth for a horse. So you better say, I have been dumpeth for a horse, not dumpeth for a horse. Me?
Me.
Which definitely, like, happens.
Yes. So, Bejo Bello Bello says, and he's like, I have it in the bag. So immediately he forgets his line.
He was literally, he was like, he's because he's so beautiful and attractive, but he was like, he looked into the camera and he was like, I'm going to demolish this. And then like they cut to him and it's so funny. He's just standing there and I'm like, I'm kind of like, am I having a break from the album? Because he's not saying anything. And I'm like, no, this must be me. Like, I must be tired. And then it like cuts to him in the confessional and he's like, and then I forgot all my lines. I was like, all right, relatable. Mm-hmm. It's the first time I'm like, you and I definitely have something in common. But
oh, yeah.
But he chooses to deal with that by literally rolling around on the floor mm-hmm. in ecstasy with his horse stick.
And what does he keep calling his heart his horse? His horse is like named Surrey, and he keeps calling him like Sorry or
Sorry.
Sorry. and he's poor Hadassah. Just poor Hadassah.
Yeah. Like, no.
Like Hadassah, you guys haven't seen the best of Hadassah's gem. Hadassah is one of my favorites this season because she's just like out of this world. Didn't she say she has like $30 or something like that?
$30
like in the next yes. episode. Like, yeah. I was like, of course you're a doll girl.
Yeah,
like it's a total yeah. personality type is a doll girl.
I was not a doll girl.
Neither. No. No.
No.
I had this one Barbie yeah. and I cut all the hair mm. off of her. To make her
you
boy
didn't
Barbie.
Cut hair off your Barbie, you weren't doing childhood right, so ooh. I commend you that one.
All of my Barbies got glass stuck in their hair when a glass shower door shattered on me.
Oh my god.
So that was when I was like literally like it was like I was forced into adulthood.
That your childhood is over. OVU are
like,
over.
It was like a glass shattered and my childhood was over.
Christ.
It couldn't be any more cinematic. Okay.
Yeah.
But so, one of the execs is like, Bayo had a different script than Hadassah had. And then, like of course, the sassy gay one is like, I loved it.
He was like, it was brilliant. Like, and then the captain, he's like,
bad.
I just get it.
Ted.
Oh, Bill. Damn.
Uh-oh. Somebody's buying us drinks tonight. Just very executive realness.
Yes.
Courtney. Just Katie's face.
Katie's face.
Because she said, it's funny because she was like, I literally have a bullet point here. Courtney saying, fuck, 14 times is me. And she was like, fuck, fuck. I was so funny because she's in that room with the executives and she's just like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. But I love the fact that Mikey also, like, Mikey is really horrible and has, like, really bad abusive traits. Like yeah. in one episode, we literally see him be like, no one cares, like, no one's gonna care about you the way that I do Courtney. Have fun with everyone else. He doesn't like, it's like, the way he talks to her is actually emotionally abusive.
He's so, there, and then he, remember when he asked Niall to how to ASL
Get there, because like, I want to talk about that. But, like, Courtney, basically, like, Mikey has been, like, every time he's paired with Courtney, he's like, I mean, if I do well, it's not because of her, but if she does poorly, it's not my fault. Like, one of those. And so he's like, of course she did badly. And I'm like, you're the fucking worst. Like, the worst, dude. I hate you. And he was also, like, nervously jumping, like, he's, because he started this season, like, Jason Mewes in Clerks, and now he's, like, Jason Mewes, like, when he was in the throes of his drug addiction. That's what Mikey is for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see that. He's still, I mean, yeah, he's got too much energy, and he's,
too much hair.
He's not, like, meeting her where she is, but to be fair, I don't want to meet her where she is either. Like, because she's in
a
bad
place.
Place
I want
to
go.
No.
No. Niall!
Woo!
I thought he was gonna win.
Angel.
I was like, oh my god, can they not have him win because they can't have a deaf person on this show? Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, discrimination. Because
you
he was so
ADA.
Excuse me. I'm a concerned citizen. Like 5 years after it aired. I have an issue.
Hello, CW.
It's Lily Farrell calling. I think you know the name. So Niall's so good. Lacey's also good, but her accent is cracking me up. Mm-hmm. It has no place in Shakespeare, and it has no place in bastardized Shakespeare, which is what this is. Mm-hmm. It's just, he hath dumpeth me for a horse.
Bastardized implies this, like, even the mother wants to deal with this.
No one wanted this.
I would call this Orphan Shakespeare.
Orphan Shakespeare.
Orphan Shakespeare.
Dickens Shakespeare.
Oh my god.
Orphanized Shakespeare. So then Devin. Mm. Devin says, acting comes naturally to me. So of course, Devin sucks.
No, I really thought the CW lady was just gonna deck him in the face at one point.
She was staring
at him like, I'm just, and I was like, and the room kept falling silent, and I was like, man, I'm uncomfortable.
It was one of those, like, he kept laughing because he didn't realize that, like, no one was laughing with him.
Yeah.
Like, he was just so amused with himself, which is what Devin is. He's just so amused with himself.
Yeah. I mean, it's gotta work at some level, though, because he has been working in the industry, right? So, I don't know. I'm very confused by him because he is, like, the least professional person on the show, but he is technically the person who has been a professional in the industry for the longest.
Right.
So, it feels very incongruous.
Right. I don't have my Where Are They Now on Devin, and I really hope Nick, this is a note for you. I love you. If you can find me some verification on that, that would be great. Anyway, so
also I love that he says, like, he tells us that he lost his virginity
in the
business. I was like, what is
What
does that mean? Actually, that made me a little bit nervous. Are we talking about, like, a casting couch?
Yeah, I was like, is this a Bryan Singer thing?
Yeah, like, what are you talking? Like, are you spinning something in your mind to be better than it was?
Yeah.
That kind of stressed me out. Yeah. Devin, we hope you're okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so basically they call, like, they bring the group back together, and Lori's like, well, some of you need to really consider your professionalism. She's like, all but, like, looking them dead in the eye, like, I'm talking about you two. And guess what? Lacey and Niall were the best, and Lacey wins the challenge.
She's adorable. I'm obsessed with her bowl cut.
Yeah, isn't it great?
I'm obsessed.
It works so well on her.
Yeah.
Because she got that long neck. I think it's that.
It made me want a bowl cut.
I know. You would look cute with that.
What, really?
Yeah, I think so.
I have a short neck. I have a little chode neck.
A chode neck.
I'm sorry.
I think that's the best thing I've ever heard.
I don't even know how to describe my neck, and now I'm, like, self-conscious about
it's swan-like.
It's not swan-like.
Yeah.
It is not swan-like.
It's beautiful.
Y'all are Just because you're on my podcast, you have to tell me I'm pretty.
I never say nice things that are untrue. That are what?
Moving on. Back at the house, Ashley and Devin get a 6 for their challenge score, which I was like, yikes.
Which I was like, yikes.
He's reached new lows. He's a pioneer.
And yeah, we get to Devin being like, yeah, I came up in this business. I grew up in the business. Like, I know so much. And it's just no. But Niall is feeling very isolated, and that's not good for his motivation. But then, guess what?
Do, 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 do. Who is it?
Bless you.
Thank you so much. Sorry.
Bless you.
Get excited when I talk about high school love.
Me too.
It's Brittany.
It's Brittany,
it's
bitch.
Brittany, bitch.
Dun, da, dun, dun, da, dun, So, yes, Niall's best friend from high school, Brittany / ex-girlfriend. And this is so sweet.
It's really this fucking is so adorable. Sweet.
I loved this.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no, they were awesome. I was like, literally, they were so sweet. And then fucking they invited the rest of the people. I'm sorry I keep harping on this, but literally I wrote down what Mikey said, and then I was like, Mikey, you, if this moment was a beautiful cow, you just took a shovel to its face. Like, yeah. Why are you doing this? He pissed me off so bad. I was like, yeah. More Niall, less of this.
They're having this beautiful moment where they're teaching them how to like sign properly, and everyone's trying really hard and like getting into it and doing all the things that Niall has been wanting them to do.
Right.
For like ever, and Mikey's like, "Oh, I pick a hot duff girl up."
Yeah, like, yeah, literally, that is the term that he uses, and I'm like, "I meet me in an alley so I can just
like your ankle." I have never wanted so much for somebody to fall into a vat of like fire ants.
Fire ants. Oh man, yeah, like, that would be
like. Yeah, it's not enough to wish him like. That somebody will push him into traffic. Like, it's like, I want him... Like, I don't even want him to get hit by a train, because that would be inconvenience millions of people for him. I don't want that.
Oh my God.
Like, I want him to die in a way that's inconsequential and does not, like, affect other people. It's very violent. And that's why fire ants. But yeah, so like, and then Ramon, who I also love, who's Niall's interpreter, he's like, okay, guys, so like, we're gonna have dinner, you're not gonna be able to talk for a full hour, and that's why they get to teach ASL. And this is very sweet, and you can see them all figuring it out, and we also see Devin just shining gibberish, which is what I would be doing.
Honestly, that was Devin's best moment, is when he was like, love! And he was trying. Yeah, he was trying.
He literally would like start and then like end it, and it's not Niall's so encouraging and sweet. Niall would start with like nodding and then kind of be like, I don't know with that, but sure, yeah.
Yeah, he would make that like shaking his head like,
Niall's unending patience.
I know.
Is so fucking admirable. Yeah. And so I can see why his ex-girlfriend Brittany wants him back. Okay, she didn't say that, but she came in a try-hard, skin-tight dress and heels. She's a kindergarten teacher. I'm sorry.
Her legs were open for him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, wide open.
She was like, I love you. I mean,
honestly, it's been, like, I can't blame her.
No!
He looks like how sunshine feels on your skin. Honestly. when it's, like, been cold for a few days, and you're, like, not...
A pup, like, an over-enthusiastic husky.
Yeah.
Like, he's just... and then he's got the good ruin your life facial hair. Mm. Like, oh man.
Yeah, I will take the burn on my thighs.
Right?
Nice. Yeah. I don't give it to face, me.
All of my body.
Yeah.
I want him to rub it up and down my back, because that would like it scratches just ever so gently. Oh, oof. I really love beard scratches. I love beard scratches. If a dude rubs his stubble on my back, it's the best feeling in the world. It's the weirdest thing. I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, this kindergarten teacher is slutted up for him, and I would do the same.
She's DTF.
Yeah.
And basically, the whole lesson is, y'all need to be more considerate.
Mm.
Remember, Niall's there. We love Niall.
Spoiler alert, they do not become more considerate.
Wow, it's amazing.
Everything's
how true that is.
Yeah, immediately forgot everything that happened. They're exactly. like, wow, we now know how hard it's been for you, Niall, because we're trying to do this and it's so hard.
Yep. And
the next day, like,
and the next day they're like, who are you? Who's Niall? Tyra Mail.
Smell my fears. Feel my boom.
No, I'm absolutely not. Just honestly, like, how? Like, I...
Also, the words in the Tyra Mail, they look like words from magazines that were, like, cut out for a ransom letter. Like, and then the picture of her, it's just her eyes poking out from, like, behind some kind of cushion. It looks like she's going to murder them.
You if you came home from a day at work and you got like ransom, like, but it's on like nice paper and it says smell my fears, feel my boom, I'm calling the cops.
Yeah. Oh my god, 911, Tyra is trying to murder me.
That's just jail. Like, the only response to that is jail.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I mean, like, I'm really excited, like, to have, like, it's an honor to be considered for murder by Tyra Banks, but like, I please call her and ask her to stop smelling and feeling her someone's boom. I can't do.
Yeah. So we go to the photo shoot.
Boom, boom, boom.
And they're basically found out they're going to be shooting a commercial for boom, boom, boom deodorant. So a boom, boom, boom is your abs. Where is this deodorant supposed to go?
And you just slather it all over your abs. You just slather it on your stomach muscles.
Okay, like, I just wanted to make sure that we were all on the same page.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Gotta make those abs smell nice and fresh.
Because a boom, 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 if you don't remember, is your abs. But what if you have lines in the middle of your forehead? Are those a boom, boom, boom? Like a three?
They could be. I have that because I'm Jewish.
I have them.
I do not see that. Amanda, this is a made-up thing. I actually have lines in my forehead. Stop. Okay. So we've got the teams. Devin and Lacey. Mm-hmm. Ashley and Niall. Courtney and Bejo, Bello, Bio, Balo, Bumbo. Mame and Mikey. Nice little alliterative couple. Hadassah and Justin.
Mm-hmm. And basically, Lacey's super nervous about working with Devin. And basically is like, step your dick up, because I am not letting you bring me down, bitch.
And she, doesn't let him bring her down.
No,
she does a great, she looks hot as fuck. Honestly, I kind of liked his read because it was, like, the product was so ridiculous and the lines were so ridiculous.
It needed to be dumb.
That he like, did it in this over-the-top way that honestly made sense to me.
Right.
They hated it. They were like, they literally said, this is terrible. And he was like, smell of my fears. And he's, like, reaching his hand down towards his dick. Oh,
yeah. Right.
Smell my fears.
And Devin's, like, one of those people, he's like, honestly, I just want to make sure everyone knows I can be serious, but I'm still going to be Devin.
Him being himself is going to ruin him.
Basically, it's like, you being yourself has not worked well for you so far.
No.
So, maybe we consider... I also lost my place in my notes. I need you to take over.
Yeah, sure. So then, Niall and Ashley... Ooh, ooh, ooh!
Oh, yeah, spicy.
I love the... What's the name of the Utsai?
Yeah.
He's like, his abs need to be shinier. I need them wet! He's just dumping water on Niall. And I was like,
for the art, yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. For the art, for the culture.
It's definitely because we need to make this fake commercial parfait. Mm-hmm. Not because I'm trying to touch his boom, boom, boom.
No.
No.
It was hot. I have no notes on Ashley, which is sad because she goes home.
Yeah.
Like,
I just don't remember her.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had a commercial, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then, I mean, Mikey and Mame, though.
They shoot a porn.
That was pornographic.
They shoot a porn.
No.
Especially because Mikey's...
I was ready.
I mean, I was born ready.
I just wish it was Mame and Justin.
Oh.
Rolling around. Maze.
Yeah.
Lubed up. Oh. Because then I can put myself in her position.
I see that.
You see?
I do.
I need it for my brain.
I mean, Tyra's trying to drum up some kind of, like, jealousy between the testicles, and it's not really, I don't know, I guess it is working, because after the shoot, they're like, we're official.
Yeah.
We're in a relationship. But, like, Mikey's tattoos, make it so porny. Like, yeah, every time I'm watching porn, it
does
takes
he
me...
have a barbed wire tattoo?
Probably. I don't know. It's not original.
I'm gonna have to look that up because that's crucial.
Like around his arm, like a barbed wire. I feel like that's a thing that I can. I either if he doesn't have it, he probably does now.
It just it feels so like produced. Like the producers are doing the most.
Oh yeah.
To like make these storylines happen.
Yeah. yeah. Because also like. Ashley and Mikey had a thing, and we never hear anything about it in this episode.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Mm-mm. But, like, so, Hadassah isn't nervous, she's just cold.
Amen. Like,
same Hadassah. But, okay. Oh, God. It was hot. It was hot.
Hadassah and Justin.
That was hot.
Then they were cold, but it was hot.
I also superimposed myself with her because I was like, damn, I can be that. Either way,
yeah.
Win.
Either way.
Like, I got to be like, I'm that chocolate girl making out with that fine ass man. Yes.
And
yes,
then our favorite commercial, Bejo.
Oh my God.
And Courtney.
So, A, Bejo, Bejo, Bailo,
Bailo,
Baylor, has a 34-inch weave.
Mm.
That plus water? I'm sorry. After this?
He looks like the girl from The Ring. Samara.
Like, I just imagine that this was a matted, just a one big ball of hair afterwards. Because you know they used, like, the lowest quality human hair they could find.
Mm.
They were like, we're not spending $1,000 on hair.
The other ponies that they had left over, they just took the hair from those ponies.
The ponies.
Yeah. The ponies on a stick.
The Toys R Us ponies. Yeah.
Yeah. They got them from Tyra's Treasure Chest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, cool. But these are just two emaciated people all over each other in some water.
It is the least believable romance of all time. Like, Courtney with anyone and Beja with anyone but himself.
I felt my clitoris go inside of my body.
Ooh. Like, it looked like Courtney had been kidnapped and, like, brought to a modeling shoot. And she was like, ugh! She's, like, tensing her whole body. Like, no, no, no! She's, like, tensing her body against the trauma of this shoot. She, like, every second of it is traumatic for her body.
Katie, do you have anything to contribute to that?
No. There was... There's no words. No words.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like Yusai is just like, this is so awkward. Like,
he literally turns to the camera like, and says, watching them run is so awkward.
Oh my God.
He is the audience at many different points. Yeah. I need them wet. This is so awkward. I fucking love him so much.
Yusai's great.
Yeah, he's so great.
And Bayo is freezing. Like, shit. I mean, everyone is cold. We can see that throughout this whole thing. They probably filmed this at like 4 a.m. Like, I mean, the sun's already risen, so like 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Tara loves torturing them.
She's
like, I went through this, so now you must.
If one person doesn't get hypothermia or frostbite, she hasn't done a season right.
Mm-mm, she's not doing her job.
No.
Panel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thank you. I lost my spot. But we also hear at some point, like, Niall, like the skull male shows up, and Niall just goes, bye bye. He says it out loud, by the way, guys. Like, love it. So yeah, panel. Mikey and Mommy are up first.
Oh my God. When Mikey says, smell my fears, I seriously thought he was saying, smell my farts. Because that's what he would say.
Yeah.
That is.
Mikey's the kind of guy that you would be like, can you buy me a seer? This is also based on a Twitter thread that I saw, or I'm sorry, a Reddit post that I saw reposted on Twitter that was like, my boyfriend got me, like, I asked him to take Valentine's Day seriously, but instead he got me that, like, a box of that, like, glitter shaped, like, dicks for Valentine's Day. Should I break up with him? Like, he treats me like shit. And it's like, that's Mikey.
Like, Mikey will fart in your face.
Mikey will definitely fart in your face and then, like, trap you underneath there.
Yeah.
And then, like,
and be like, ha 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 ha.
Then when you're crying and you're like, no, it's the day of my grandma's funeral, he's like, you can't take a joke, babe.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's the kind of guy who, like, your brother will die and then he will break up with you after 2 months. He'll be like, you're so sad all the time.
Right, yeah. I don't know if I can do this. You're just, like, not fun anymore.
We're the
worst. I'm like, thank you, Mikey. You're right.
Yeah, you're right.
Let me feel your boom one more time.
But their commercial is fine. Like, considering the footage that we got, I would think it would be, I thought it was going to be sexier, but it's not.
Yeah.
But Mikey is, like, visibly freezing, like, shaking. And Tyra basically is just like, just disassociate. That's how I got through it.
Oh, yeah, literally.
That.
She's like, what? No, go. Sorry. Oh, like,
that advice is just so problematic. She's like, right? You just have to go to a different place, a model place where nothing can hurt you. And I'm like, Jesus motherfucking fuck shit. Mm-hmm. No.
Like,
just go to your model place, guys.
Just go to your model place. I don't know where my
the sunken place.
It is the
sunken place. Yeah.
I'm getting paid off. Go to your model place.
Honestly, there's a, like a Tyra Banks like Stranger Things level like parody to be done.
Very that.
The model place.
So in judging, we get to hear the script, which is wow. Tyra really flexed those creative writing muscles.
I mean, I'm assuming because like Eric Ossel is the photographer on every photo shoot this season. They can't afford any other photographers. I'm assuming Tyra wrote this script.
Oh, she had to have. You've got that badass boom, baby. It was so cringy. It was like, you've got that badass boom.
Yeah.
Honestly, you could have put these on silent and these commercials actually would have been really great.
Like, they would have been much improved.
A lot. Yes, much improved is better. Better. Not great, but much improved.
And that's why, part of the reason why Niles was so good, because you didn't hear him talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
You just had to have Ashley doing the bad lines by herself.
Yeah. Oh, poor Ashley.
Yeah.
My next note. These commercials are great except for the dialogue. And I lost my place in my notes again.
Okay.
I keep scrolling. I'm sorry. I don't know what's happening.
So, yeah, Lacey was actually the closest one to selling this script. Like, she was like, you got that badass boom, baby. And I was like, ooh, okay. Right. Yeah, and I liked Devin's gay read because it was a gay script. It's Smell My Fears. Like,
smell my fears.
He committed.
What she says to him.
Oh.
She says, Devin, don't do this professionally. Seriously, the world has enough problems. I was like, Kelly, come on.
I love her so much. I wrote that down too. That's such a good read. The world has enough problems. Like, wow. Wow, 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 wow. Ashley and Niles commercial, yikes. Like, Ashley looked beautiful in that commercial, but that performance was not sexy.
No.
No.
And Kelly's right. They're not good as a couple.
No.
Because me and Niall are good.
We also
as a
didn't
couple.
Talk about Bello, Bejo, Bello, Bellissima.
Bello.
Bringing Kelly Catron.
Oh,
a nectarine.
Oh my God. He didn't know that it wasn't an apple.
Okay.
Maybe he has trouble with his eyesight.
Did he go to elementary school? Because I feel like the first thing you learn is, like, when you're learning how to read
A is for apple.
Like, what an apple looks like. Had she been to that nectarine? It must have been ripe.
I don't think it was. It was not. There was, like, a crunch. Like, there was a crunch. Yeah. That's why he thought it was an apple, because it was so unripe.
I bet this production is not paying for ripe fruit.
No. No, you get to, if you stay in the competition, then you get the ripe fruit.
After a
couple weeks.
They can't even afford to take them abroad. Yeah. They go to Las Vegas for their international destination this season.
It's sad.
I'm going to Vegas.
Mm. Right. We're going to Vegas. Pack your bags, girls. We're going to Vegas. That's in two episodes. So basically, Bayo was like, I was really frustrated with Courtney. But their commercial, Courtney looked like a gremlin. She looked like Dobby from Harry Potter.
She had a Dobby. Baby. She is Debbie when she's trying to make friends with Mikey and Devin. She is Dobby. She's like, please, oh my God. It's so bad. And she's like wearing a scrap of clothing that someone threw at her. Literally, she's wearing a scrap of clothing that someone threw at her. She's wearing like somebody else's dress.
Hillary's gonna kill us. 49 minutes.
Okay.
This.
Yeah. We definitely do have to get going though because I have a heart out at 6:30.
We have shit to do. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, final three, Courtney, Devin, Ashley.
We have to do call out order. I'm sorry. Right. It's important.
I'm sorry.
Lacey, Amame, Niall, Bejol, Mikey, Justin, Hadassah, and Courtney, which leaves Devin and Ashley in the bottom. And this is when Ty was like, you guys didn't take the challenge seriously because I got yelled at by the president of the CW. Because that's probably what happened.
Yeah.
So you better call them out. Ashley was just meh, not great. And according to Tyra's ADR, I have to move the mic, hold on. And your energy is sleepy! And Devin was laughable and comical. But Devin makes for better television. So bye, Ashley.
Really
sad. Yeah, really sad.
It sucks.
But at least she's getting out of that toxic relationship with Mikey.
True facts.
For the time being.
Yeah.
So, episode 8, the title of which is... Hold on.
The Girl Who Got All Dolled Up.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Like we did her homework.
Mm-hmm. So, it opens with another tie tip, triple T, which is not to be so sleazy, but sexy. Because you a virgin, Lacey, so stop being sexy.
I was like, Tyra, as someone who's a virgin for a very long time, that hurts my feelings.
Tyra wants to hurt everyone's feelings. She's like...
And she loves labeling people like, you're a virgin.
Yeah.
You're gay.
Yeah. Like... She did, however, get Mikey correct. When Mikey walked in, she just goes, you look like you don't pay bills.
He's like a caveman surfer.
And that was the most likable Tyra has been in a long time. It's like, you look like you don't pay bills. It was like, uh-huh, you correct. And so we find out at this point that Devin's birthday is in 2 days, and he's turning 22 on cycle 22. Because this is going to come up again later.
Double X, double I, baby.
True. So, basically, Bayo's having beef with everybody in the house. Because we get Bayo mad at Courtney, and Bayo and Hadassah and Bayo got beef. Right. Something like that. But, basically, Courtney's like, I don't know if I'm going to move into the bed between Mikey and Devin.
Oh my God.
We see... I don't know why they included this, because it doesn't make her look good. It just is embarrassing across the board for everything.
Mm. Yeah.
So, Courtney, who is clearly very repressed and very naive and very unexposed, does what she thinks is okay. So, she dresses up for the male gaze. And then This is her version of flirting. Like, she's trying to flirt with Mikey.
Which
and
is
Devin.
Painful.
It's painful. And she literally is skipping around the house in a dress that she borrowed from Hadassah. And then Mikey and Devin are eating. And we see Courtney trying to grab a chair to join them. And by the time she's grabbed said chair, they're already gone up the stairs.
I was like, damn.
It's really painful.
It's really painful.
I was like, damn, that one was tough. I was like, y'all couldn't have given her like 3 minutes?
You couldn't have entertained it?
I mean, I think
literally,
it was,
I'm like, come on.
I think it was edited. Like, I think they actually did hang out. Because
They were like halfway through their food.
Yeah,
and by the time,
then they were like, yeah.
Of course
I mean, they definitely hung out. But I'm sure they hated it.
But Devin says, Courtney is a few pickles short of a sandwich.
Which makes no sense.
Yeah.
I have that written down.
And like the shade that he's throwing applies to him. Like it's so, Devin is ridiculous. Mm. He's great television though. Mm.
But Courtney's like, they just don't like me as a partner. And I'm like, yep. They just don't want you to be a part of their friend group. Like, sorry.
It's really sad.
It's just like cringy and like, I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
it's not a righteous comeuppance. It's just sad.
No, and it doesn't make, and it's horrible because it's like, I'm just like also annoyed with Courtney. I'm like, Yeah. Why didn't you have the awareness to realize they don't like you? But also, it's ruts.
Like, you know that girl in high school who's, like, shows up to things where she's not wanted.
Uh-huh.
And it's just so painful. It's like, even if you sat them down and was like, this is actually not working, they wouldn't get it.
They wouldn't understand that. And I'm just, yeah.
See, that should be a tie tip. Is Courtney, people don't like you. Oh, that's so mean. But that is something Courtney, Tyra would say.
Everyone's, like, somebody later on the episode calls you a liability. Are you fucking kidding me? So then Hadassah's annoyed because basically Bayo was using her to, like, talk shit. But she's also like, but do you say these things about me to other people? And I'm like, yeah, that's actually a really good point to make. Like, when you're solely, you're like, well, you've told me every single one of your plans to take someone down, but, like, what's your plan to take me down?
Yeah.
You know. I like Hadassah. Yeah. And
well, that room, I'll send myself out.
So then,
she's very honest.
Yeah. We see Mikey apologize to Bayo and Hadassah because basically Mikey and Ashley were fucking and Bayo was in the bed next to them and their beds were touching and Bayo was like, I want to sleep. And Mikey and Ashley were like, because, we want
to
fuck.
I didn't ask to be part of this threesome.
Yeah. And it's like, no, I don't want to hear you moaning and groaning next to me. I'm like, I'm again, team Bayo on that side.
Yeah.
Like, fuck Mikey.
Yeah, no, I am.
Go fuck in the bathroom.
Go fuck in the shower. Like,
go fuck
like
in the
Mommy
pool. You have a fucking pool. Mm-hmm.
It's true. Go fuck. I bet you have a hot tub. Go fuck there. They definitely do.
Yeah. Hot tubs are literally just hot semen pools.
That's what they exist for.
Yeah.
For high schoolers to fuck in.
Ew. And for you to get, like, bacterial infections from.
That's why I do not go in there.
You don't go in a hot tub. Listeners, do not go in a hot tub. Do not. No. Unless it's brand spanking new and you're the only one in
Unless you're the first person to ever be in that hot tub.
Seriously,
I highly suggest
you need to get a new hot tub every time you hot tub. There's it's so expensive to hot tub.
You need to get a hot tub every time. So absurd.
Okay. Good advice.
So basically, they drive up to some random high school they decided to show up to, and they're going to torture children. And no, they're there because they are in a science lab, and Tyra decided that her new thing is...
An advocate for STEM.
Tyra thinks she's Michelle Obama.
Oh my, seriously. She's like, we're on the campaign trail!
Becoming.
Becoming.
Becoming in the hot tub. I'm sorry.
Okay. We have to keep going.
Sorry.
So Tyra is, yeah, she's there to be like, we need to make sure that we get women into STEM. So we're going to use Vine.
That's when, and then Brittany, I had so many questions.
Is Brittany Ferland still a thing?
I don't know
still
who that is.
She was a Vine celebrity.
Well, obviously.
But like Jake Paul, it was a Vine celebrity and he managed to break out. I mean,
he was a Vine celebrity? I didn't know that.
Yeah, you think it's on Vine?
Yeah, I think so. And there was that
and so did Ricky
really
Thompson.
Cute Hispanic girl from Miami. Paola something.
Oh, I don't remember.
I liked her.
But let me look at Brittany Ferland.
Yeah, I didn't think she was that funny.
Oh,
I don't know.
Brittany Ferland's in the American meme, which is how, like, yeah.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And of course she's on TikTok. Why are you surprised? No one.
How old is she, though?
Brittany Ferland?
Yeah.
I don't know.
She looks like she was, like, in her mid-30s.
Yeah, but...
On the show. So, I mean, maybe not.
I'll look that up, too.
But yeah, Tyra's like, you know, there aren't enough women in STEM... I don't know why she wasn't championing this cause when it was just women on the show.
I'm sorry, we looked this up last week and I just, at the beginning of the season. Brittany Ferland's married to Tommy Lee.
What? What? Oh my god!
She's 33, she's married to Tommy Lee. There we go.
Wow.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Cool. Anyway, moving on. So, yeah. They're gonna be judged by these children, which is the accurate thing. And they break into groups of three, right? Did we say that?
Yeah.
The groups?
It's three groups. Respect, power, and money, which apparently are the three things that you get if you have a career in STEM. And if you're a model, you get none of those things. Unless
especially not money.
Especially not money. Especially not respect. Especially not power. So, yeah, they all need to, like, go, you know, learn a math or something.
Yeah, like go like
learn a math.
Like, yeah, go to, like, clearly be... I'm not a woman in STEM.
They go to be businessmen. Yeah. So they make videos.
So Mikey, Mame, and Hadassah are respect. Bayo, Courtney, and Devin are power, and Niall, Lacey, and Justin are money. Money, sure. Honey.
And yeah, and this is when Mikey calls Courtney a liability.
And she is.
Yeah. And basically Courtney talks about being bullied and she won't stop making it, like, it's like all these things, it's like she won't stop making excuses about herself. She's like, I'm not a powerful person. How could I know how to act like one?
Just reach deep within yourself, girl.
Mm-hmm. Pretend
to be Tyra.
Like, you pretended to know how to model, right, with your Instagram, with your, like, with your little iPad. Like, come on.
Do you remember when, this is, like, around the time that Bejo says, just offhandedly, and, like, serious, so serious, he's like, Devin and Courtney will always be weak.
And I was like, okay, he's all a right, Disney all right. Villain. He is a gay Disney villain. He is Scar, like, with those eyes.
He really is. I bet he would want to sing Be Prepared.
He's just rubbing his little paws together. In the darkness of that weave.
He really is just, like, constantly, like, rubbing his palms together, like, and, like, ooh, villainizing himself. He loved it.
So intense.
And, yeah. So, basically, I have no notes in the commercials. Or, other than that Bayo, Devin, and Courtney deleted their video.
Oh, yeah. That was hard lessons in production.
Over here just tapping the screen, and he's like, oh, my God, it's gone. And I was like...
He's his own worst enemy.
I was so stressed when they had 57 seconds left. I was like...
It was very, because I've been in that situation where I'm like, I just deleted everything we needed. Mm-hmm. I did feel for him in that moment. Mikey on his knees yelling, tutor me, definitely made me laugh.
Yeah. I was like, bet you've done that before.
And when they were like, did you study for the STEM test? And I was like, I don't know a ton about STEM, but
it's a science, technology, engineering, math test.
Math test. Wow, what a hard fucking test. Damn.
It'll take 3 days.
I poured squirrely on the science section of the MEEP. Come on.
What is a MEEP?
The Michigan Educational Assessment Program.
Educational.
Yes, but that's how people get to go to college.
Oh, okay. All
right. And you get to take the ACT for free.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's great.
It's and everyone
else,
pay for that.
And everyone else gets a week off school while the juniors all take the ACT. It was great. Anyway. So, yeah. So then Team Powers is Courtney and Bayo and Devin's video. And
Courtney was supposed to be a powerful woman. They're not going to win.
I mean, that, with that fundamental idea alone.
Yeah.
But also, like, it's not good or funny. It's just loud.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Devin isn't even in it. He's not.
I didn't even know
he's
that.
Throwing stuff at Courtney from off camera.
He's not even in it because they could only do it in like 2 minutes.
That's why got the lowest score, because he wasn't even in the vine.
So fucking funny.
The finished product, you're like,
what was it supposed to be? Yeah, even the kids were like, what?
Yeah, the kids were like, we don't really get the concept. I was like, damn.
Yeah, and Tommy Lee's wife is like, yeah, so I guess this is bad, huh? That's what that means?
We're like, that's exactly what it means, Tommy Lee's wife.
She should not be in a school.
I mean, she's clearly a pivotal, making really great choices in her life.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway.
We know what his dick looks like, at least. Imagine knowing that the whole world knows what your husband's dick looks like.
It's a little weird.
Also, Michael Fassbender's wife has to deal with that, too.
I mean, I guess it's better everyone knowing that your husband's dick is huge than everyone knowing that your husband's dick is tiny.
That's true.
Yeah. So.
But also, I think that's not true. I was going to say, if you're putting your dick on camera, it's got to be big. But plenty of men I've met on dating apps have disproven that point.
They're like, hold on. Is that true? Okay, then let me just keep putting this on. Here's my hinge. It's my hinge penis pic.
Gotta catch them all.
Okay.
Gotta catch them all.
Basically, Team Respect winds up winning. Because it's funny, it's good, whatever. Back of the house, Devin, Courtney, and Bayo get an 8, right? Which is the lowest score. And... sucks to suck. And so Courtney's like, you know what?
I'm going to make things up to Devin by throwing him a birthday party.
A surprise birthday party, no less.
Sure. How could you throw a surprise where everyone lives in the same house?
Yeah, well, they called it a surprise.
It's true.
It's a surprise party because I said so. It's like calling like a viral video before it comes out.
It's like when Tyra and Cycle 17 said that she wanted to make them to make viral videos.
No.
You're like, that's not how it works.
That's not how it works. Niall like helps plan the whole party and then everyone ignores him.
Yep, the entire time.
Yeah.
Like, Niall, he literally is like, hey, can we sign happy birthday? And Devin goes, no, can we say it regular now? Like,
birthday bitch.
This is just so cruel.
Devin is going full Leslie Gore. It's my party. Mm-hmm. I can do whatever the fuck I want to. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't include crying because that would ruin my makeup for my selfies.
It's true. So yeah, so basically, and Niall's like, I'm not going to stop the whole party. Be like, hey guys, communicate with me. And I'm like, you are so good at actually explaining why this sucks so bad.
He's so good at communicating his feelings. Mm-hmm. I want to marry him.
Mm-hmm. I love him. He's so expressive. Whoever gets him is going to be so lucky.
Yeah. And you know he's good with his hands.
Oh, it's true. And Devin is like, I want to take selfies. So where's Niall's phone? Can I take selfies?
Phone.
Like, his only way of communicating with everyone around him. And they take his fucking phone. This is so fucked up.
It's actually, it feels really sad.
It was hard to watch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, and it was watching all the other people, like, talk about it also and be like, no, it was so fucked up. And then we saw the photos that Nevin was taking. I'm like, but this is also exactly what you are. Like, he's the kind of person who will, like, in the middle of the street, stop you in the middle of a conversation that's, like, serious and be like, can you take a picture of me?
Yes. Oh, he has asked strangers to take pictures of him constantly. Oh,
absolutely.
Because I'm sure he's alone a lot.
Yeah, he's not the kind of alone person who has the foresight to, like, carry around a fucking, like, tripod, you know?
No, that's too much work.
No.
He's goofy.
Like, and he's going to make force a stranger take photos of him, but not just one. He's going to be like, okay, take it here. Only from this angle, right here, down here, okay? Okay, and then he's going to take it, and then come back and be like, no. God, try it again. Do it from this. Okay, literally, I'm gonna hold the phone right here, and you just try. And you take it from me. I'm not talking from personal experience, y'all. So Niall didn't have his phone for 20 minutes. 20 minutes.
No, that's ridiculous.
Like, yes, I can say. Imagine not talking for 20 minutes. I can't imagine. But like.
What is wrong?
He doesn't know what people are saying, what people are doing. Like, no, they're not. And he's like, I don't feel like anyone's giving me anything in return. I'm giving so much. And he's crying in his talking head. And I'm like, who made my sweet baby cry?
This beautiful boy.
I will fight you.
No, literally.
So.
Pulverize them.
Into a crisp. Not a pulverize them into a crisp. That's not how it works.
No, that's what we call a mixed metaphor.
Yes, pulverize them into tiny little pebbles.
Into crisps.
Crisps.
Mm.
Chips. So they head to set, and Tyra is there, dressed as a doll.
Ah, it's life size! It's a life size Jude!
They have done this challenge. They've done a doll-themed photo shoot before!
But did she reference life size?
No, not then!
Okay.
Because this is when she was really trying to get Life Size 2 made. She was really trying to make it made.
Oh, I remember articles coming out about that at the time. Like, will this happen?
Well, because then Life Size 2 came out in 2018. One of the worst things I've ever watched.
I watched it
on this podcast.
Oh, really?
It was so bad.
I have not seen it. I am a huge Life Size original fan.
Hillary and I should also watch that.
Yeah.
We've never watched it.
You've never seen Life Size?
No, I mean, we've seen.
Oh, okay. Okay, I don't know.
What a question.
Okay. Have you seen Life Size? What do you think?
Catherine has seen Life Size. She has.
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
She knows that's it. Doll intimately.
It's a fucking perfect movie.
It's a great movie. Like, it really is.
Like, the dad sticks out to me, and she's, that's one of the most used GIFs on Twitter ever, when Tyra Banks is typing at her computer, and it's just, I'm like, yeah, no, same, Tyra.
It's perfect.
Jesus Christ.
She was great.
Yeah.
And also, when I made that Bumble video, that's what I was referencing, where there's a scene where I'm typing on the computer.
And I got that reference.
Anyway, so, yeah, Tyra's in the box. She's like, I'm gonna, like, remind you guys that I made this movie life-size, like, 20 years ago, but I really want to make another one, so. And she's like, I'm going to teach you guys how to model like a doll, because this is something you're clearly going to need to know to use in your future career. No, it's not. Ever, Tyra. Models,
and it's like, all right.
They have wide-eyed smizes. They also have their eyes follow their head. And their joints are in isolation.
Jesus Christ.
That's correct. It's really just a chance for Tyra to teach them shit. But right? Each one of them is going to be dressed as a doll and they're going to model in a box. And they have themes. I wrote down all of these themes because they were some of the dumbest.
Mm.
All right.
And some of them, like, some of them were so easy. You'll tell me. And some of them were like a full fucking characterization.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
Oh, no.
Like, Niall, like, you're a hot guy in a box, and then someone else is like, you have 18 accessories and you have to work all of them.
Right.
Like
Niall got boom, boom, bon voyage, which is a shirtless Ken doll.
Yeah.
Going on vacation.
To the beach.
Where's the beach, honey?
Lacey is Tyra taught me tooch. That's which they just put her in Tyra cosplay.
What is the tooch? I don't
know. Oh, so... Would you like to take off?
Yeah. Okay. Toochie booties. It's when you sort of pop your butt out in a way that is sexy but not sleazy, and amplifies your pictures.
Thank you very much. Because I legit was like, what?
She uses it as a verb and a noun.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
Teach me to tooch.
It's basically sticking out your ass.
Yeah.
And so a booch is a boy tooch.
Wow.
Because they're gendered terms.
Mm-hmm, yeah, because clearly men cannot tooch their booties.
No, none of that.
No, she had to make sure that it was on the gender binary. And so then Justin was booch and baller, which means he was a skater dude?
I don't know. It's unclear.
Mame was work the hallway, light the runway. Because she was supposed to be a new model doll, which I was like, God, so Tyra, so Eve, Tyra.
So Eve.
Bejo bello, bellissima, Barilla.
Buongiorno.
Barilla pasta.
BYOB. Bob.
Was ugly pretty punk, which was...
Yeah, just continuing his narrative of Disney villain.
Yes. Courtney is a fierce fashionista, and she's like, I don't know what that is, but I know what fashion is. Okay. I've been consuming a lot of media lately involving really dumb people, including Peter from The Bachelor, who I have said multiple times I'm really convinced might be the dumbest person alive. Courtney puts him to shame. Makes him look like a Rhodes Scholar.
Yeah, totally. Like, if you asked her what fashion was, which is a thing that apparently she knows what it is, she would be like, yeah, I think it's like when clothes, it's clothes, right?
Yeah.
And she'd be so scared the whole time she's answering the question.
She'd be terrified.
Just shaking voice.
Yeah. It's like, you don't know what fierce is. What do you think Tyra's saying? Do you hear Tyra?
Okay, but to be fair, I mean, of course she doesn't know what fierce means. Tyra's like, smell my fierce. She was like, well, I thought that fierce was a certain thing.
It was a scent.
But now I'm like, smell my fierce? The hell is that? What? Of course she's confused.
You make a good point.
Yeah.
So, Devin is H2T'd up because he's a golfer. Hadassah
I can't.
You can't?
You can't.
No, they're not doing typecasting. Let's just say that on that role.
yeah, they're definitely not. And Hadassah is a flossom free spirit. Sure.
So, yeah.
Crickets.
Mikey is a savage smize, which I was like, so we're just continuing on with this Mikey is a caveman narrative. We're just like letting this happen and no one's saying anything.
Intensely luscious locks.
I hate them.
Yeah, I'm not with them.
They're not good. Also, the word locks drives me insane.
Yeah.
It's banned from the Allure style book. It is. The word locks and tresses.
Really?
Yeah, not allowed to use them.
I like that.
Same. But also, the New York Times now allows you to throw a party. You could only have a party.
Oh.
Or attend. But now you can throw one.
Then I can throw it up in the air. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that's a little style guide talk, guys.
Throw it up in the toilet.
So basically, my first note is I would die for Niall.
I don't even like his outfit.
I just like the fact that he was like looking all looped greased, up. Yeah. Like,
I mean, the best part about his outfit is that it was minimal clothing.
Yeah. It was a bathing suit.
Yeah.
It was sexy. And then that body.
Oof.
He like is just like, I really want to win.
He's so fucking cute.
And then he says, I wouldn't change anything about the way that I am. I love being deaf. I love you, Niall. I love you. I love one man. I do. Hadassah finally lives up to her potential. She does great. Until her photo shows up. I think she's just one of those girls. I'm like, why are you so bad in photos? Because you were so beautiful. And I think they're really trying to fuck her over. And then there's a random dog on set. It was just like a shot of a dog. And I got really excited. I was like, who gets the dog?
Yeah.
No one.
And the winner of this challenge is just Tire Tip and this poodle.
My note is, Courtney, what are you doing? And then you sigh, ask her, what do you envision when you hear fashionista? And she's like,
I honestly think she might be one of those people who cannot, like, hold pictures in their head. Like, there are some people, this is the thing, where, like, if you have a memory, like, they don't have memories of, like, visual things, and they can't hold, like, they can't visualize, like, a beach in their brain.
Right.
And I honestly think she is that person.
Right. Some people have, like narratives, like, talk to themselves in full sentences in their brains.
Sure.
Yeah, and some people don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There has to be something like that. Mm-hmm. Otherwise,
You size, like, have you seen British Vogue? Have you seen Italian Vogue? Have you seen American Vogue? And she's like, no. And she's like, I'm just taking care of my disabled brother. I don't really think I should be spending money on things like magazines. And I'm like, yes, that is a justifiable and entirely acceptable logic. But also, don't be a model.
Mm.
Like, unless you're going to research those of the people that you want to work alongside.
And she has no shame about her ignorance. Like, mm-hmm. she should have some shame.
Yeah.
But she is too ignorant to have shame about her ignorance.
I think Courtney is dumb. Lacey is the best model there, hands down. Full stop.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Just a model.
Called her the, like, this is my favorite picture of the season. I was like, damn.
Mm-hmm. Stunting. Mikey struggles. And then we get more of the Oppophone cross promotion.
Oh my god, they were obsessed with that phone.
They mention
it
by name every time they mention it.
I know.
Like the Oppo D7.
He is really earning his paycheck.
Yes, he is.
I love him. I really do.
Mm-hmm. He grew on me last season. Yeah. I was not a fan at the beginning, and then I was like, okay, I get it. Devin does not know how to do anything but Devin crazy modeling, and guess what? It shows.
He looks like Trump golfing.
He says, photographers, I hope you're here next week. You're done. I was like, damn.
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 Bejo, Belo, Bell,
Pepper, La Bello.
The Liberty Bell.
Liberty Bell.
He's cracked. Struggles and does not know how to, like, give possess. Like, basically, because his eyes are so scary, ugly pretty just looks possessed. Which is just like, no. And he keeps being like, no. I'm uncomfortable. And then that's it. So back at the house, Bayo's like, I feel a disconnect between me and Hadassah, but I don't really know why. And Courtney's like, DMA, they love DMA. I guess DMC is not happening. And it's like, no. Like, they're openly being like, I miss Ashley so much in the hot tub with Courtney sitting right there. No. And she just basically just like, I just really wanted to be America's Next Top Best Friend.
Nothing good has ever happened in a hot tub.
I'm going to have to agree with you. Like, Lara Jean and Peter Kavinsky, that was nice, but then Genevieve films them and everyone slut shames Lara Jean, so you're correct. Nothing good.
That is the one example that proves the rule.
Like, it's true.
It's like how nothing good ever happens after 3 a.m. or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like nothing good ever happens in a hot tub.
Yeah, the minute you start saying, I want to go in the hot tub, something bad's going to happen. Ask my friend Julia. Honestly. She's one of those women, I'm just like, stop getting in hot tubs. Bad things happen to you every time you get in a hot tub. Mm-hmm. And I know for a fact she listens to this podcast. I know for a fact she's going to hear this. She's going to text me and be like, you're right and I hate you.
Sucks to be right.
Two separate occasions bad things have happened to her. Like, life-changing things have happened to her. Yeah. Not bad things, guys, but yeah. Panel! Tyra looked beautiful at this panel. She was wearing a dress that made her look like a seashell. It was not a flattering dress. But guess what? It's a double elimination. Two hoes going home.
I was like, oh shit. I literally was sitting there and I was like, oh my god.
I know. And I was like, but why would you put it on the skull mail that 8 of you will go on to be in the running for America's Next Top Model when you could have just put 7 and everyone would have figured it out then?
Because the producers are bad.
Yeah.
At their jobs.
Cool. Oh, cool. I wasn't aware.
Yeah. But, yeah. Oh, now you know, because I told you. Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
I'm an expert opinion.
It's true. Niall, everything is wonderful. He's so hot, yes. Oof. Like, Miss J is like, give it to me. Like, I want to slurp
it.
She's
literally thirsty. She has to take a sip of her drink.
Amen.
Same. I feel that.
Quench the thirst.
Yeah. Justin's outfit at panel. Ripped my wig off. Cured. cured every ailment I have. Like, my entire body was ready. It came prepared.
He did not skip leg day. At the
gym. Oh, no, he did not skip leg day.
No.
He has never skipped any day. He looked like a sexy, like, I don't even know.
Troll doll.
I was into it.
Is that what I said?
He did not look like a troll.
No, he did not. No, but he wasn't wearing pants, and troll dolls don't wear pants.
He looked like a sexy Winnie the Pooh.
Yes!
Winnie the Pooh! Oh my god.
I want
to
cuddle.
I was so into it. I wanted to cuddle that. Yeah. I was like deep, like, he looked so hot. His hair slicked back. I wanted to climb it. Like, oh! I need to follow him on Instagram.
He looked like a sexy fucking the child in The Sound of Music who only wore shorts. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
I'm sorry to sexualize a child.
There's a very specific subset of our listener base that's going to love that reference.
Okay.
But also, wow, Justin's photo. Wow. Wowza Manelli. Wow.
Wowza Manelli. I'm dead.
And then Courtney, Tyra's like, so you don't look at Vogue? Do you know who I am? Like, it's effectively her vibe. And then Kelly makes a good point. Like, you're a short model. You will always, like, I love your look. I think you're great. But, like, you will always get beat out by the taller girl if you don't come in with, like, both the performance and the knowledge. Which is, it's true. You gotta bring everything to the table. Know your shit. Mikey is just fine. Boring.
Yeah.
He had bad film.
Yeah. Yeah. They were like, we had three potential options.
Which is not good.
Which is bad.
Yeah.
You are a bad model. Yeah. By not being good.
Yeah. Mayo's photo was a little too ugly pretty.
Woof, woof.
I literally wrote, I imagine Bejo's not going home. That would throw me. Because he's like, his like, it was too much. But obviously, like, when he's growling, I was like, oh man. But he's so, like, striking that I was like, he's never going to go home ever. And
if they send him home, he will stay.
That was not the case. And then Hadassah looked gorgeous, but she's a little empty looking. Whereas Lacey slapped it.
Just intensity.
Her picture was amazing.
Like, every feature in her face was just perfect and, like, intense.
Even her body language, like, was, like, the way her like, shoulders were shifted back.
She knows how to take a picture.
She knows how to model. That's a girl who knows how to fucking model.
She's a good model.
Mm-hmm. Which is, like, again, people really don't think it's, like, an art, but it's, like, it's actually really fucking hard and not easy to do and, like, make yourself look good as a person who's been looking at photos of herself for the last few days. I'm like, ugh.
And I think she's both a natural and cares and wants to do a good job. Mm-hmm. So that all combined really, like, makes it perfect.
They call it Mama's for having a locked knee, which I say, okay.
sure.
Okay, sure.
Okay. They're like, dolls don't stand like that. But I'm like, shut up. So then we have call out order, which I have to pull up because I'm responsible and good at my job. Hold on. I didn't write it down this time. Hold on, guys. I'm going to cut this out anyway. Okay, hold on. Scrolling down. So, call out order is, Lacey, Niall, Justin, Mikey, Hadassah, Mame, and the bottom three this week are Devin, Bayo, and Courtney. Courtney is just not strong. Sorry to hear about it. Devin can't be natural or stripped down, and Bejo is androgynous, but is fading in the competition. And so the first person to go home, they do this horrible countdown thing, and they're just like, bye, Courtney! Blip, 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 tick, tick, tick,
literally,
tick.
I was
bye,
like...
Bejo!
It's so cruel.
And then Bejo...
Oh my god, the way he left.
Oh my god, oh my god, the drama.
He pulled a Fifi.
Seriously.
He curved them. Yeah. Like, all of them are walking up to him to hug him. He's like, I just can't.
And he's like, I can't.
Nobody touch me.
Nobody touch me.
He didn't say that, but that was the vibe.
I can't. That was so fucking funny.
Literally.
Oh my god.
It was truly, truly amazing.
He has a hole inside of him.
Probably. But, you know. It's fine. A hole in his heart and his personality. Well, my email for Where Are They Now and Ashley's taking a second to load, so I'm going to do Ashley first. Or, I'm sorry, not Ashley. I'm going to do Courtney first. So, Courtney was the least successful of all the female models this season. She only did about 60 tests, and her two magazines were Conceptual and Haute, Ohio. Her one catalog modeling job was for something called 708 Alexander, but apparently she's still working. She has 27,000 followers on Instagram, though. Yes. So there's that. Okay. So that email's still not loading. Whoops. It's not great. Okay. So let's talk about Bayo for a second. Guys, a lot happened here. He did three magazines. Industry Born, HUF, and 360 Magazine. His two catalog jobs were for Moot New York and Ohm and Ah London, and he took over 100 tests. He went on to become one of the comedian commentators for the Fashion Police segment in Us Weekly and was a coordinator for Walt Warner Brothers Productions.
Damn!
He was in the news on October 26, 2015 for getting in a near-fatal car crash. He was driving at 3 a.m. in the morning, making his way home on a late night after a party, when he accidentally fell asleep at the wheel and drifted into another car and smashed his head on the windshield because he didn't have his seatbelt on. He received a concussion, facial abrasions, and a shoulder injury. He then set up a GoFundMe that covers $30,000 medical expenses because he didn't have health insurance.
Holy shit.
The last time anyone has ever heard from Bayo was from March 2017, when he said that he was raped in a Paris nightclub, but cops discriminated against him based on his race and sexuality. He was at Le Rouge nightclub on January 30th when he was assaulted and raped by a man in a bathroom stall. Bayo claims that police conducted an incomplete rape testing immediately after the assault and didn't get a proper rape test kit until an advocacy group stepped in 72 hours later. He recently deactivated his Instagram, and he's nowhere to be found online.
Holy shit.
So there's that.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes. And my email with Ashley stuff is not loading. So
I'll do it
next week.
Yeah.
I'll do it next week when Hillary is back. I'm going to do our social media because I can't pawn it off on Hillary this week as I usually like to. You guys, if you want to follow us on social media, you can follow all of our links at americasnexttopbestfriend.com. You can read me and Hillary's work at the-audacity.com. You can send us an email at nexttopbestfriend@gmail.com. And I have an email to read this week. Sorry, guys. I know I have one more thing because I have to... No, I'm saving this for next week. I'll save the email for next week. Look, Kevin, you're coming next week. I promise. And for me, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Loch Ness Manda. Lily, what about you?
You can find me only on Instagram. That's the only platform that I fuck with. At Lily Pellaferrell. Yeah, it's mostly just me, my face. Yeah.
Cool. And
Katie.
I'm into it. I'm gonna follow you on Instagram. I just wanted to announce that. My Twitter. You can find me on Twitter, please, at @KTAM with three M's. KTAMMM. Rhymes with K-ham. I'm never gonna talk again. Have a great night.
What about your Twitter?
That's my Twitter. And then my Instagram is KTAM with three M's, but then OLA because that's my last name.
Because somebody Tamola. Else said KTAM.
You could just, no, everyone's like, girl, stop talking. So I'm going to, yes.
I'm glad we did a supersized bonus edition.
Yes.
Of this podcast. I'm sorry that we definitely are 15 minutes over your heart out.
we definitely are. We are actually 16 minutes over my heart out.
Lily and I are going to the same place and we could be late.
Yeah. Yes. I'm just hungry. And I have to pick up champagne or Prosecco probably.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to a dinner party. Ooh, who are they?
Well, fancy bitches. Fancy hoes. I have to put on something glittery. Thank you so much for both of you for taking the time to hang out with me and be on the podcast. I'm sure.
Thank you so much.
Love it.
It's a pleasure and an honor.
It's always a pleasure and an honor. Thank you for coming back, Lily. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being with us, Katie. I'm glad that we made this work via Skype. Katie lives not far away. She's still I'm gonna be at home. And that's fine because that's what we do every week. It's not, if we weren't recording on Skype, would this be this podcast? It would not. Mm-mm. I guess I'm gonna sign off on the podcast by myself because Hillary's not here to do it and I feel weird.
Okay. Aww. Want me to hold your hand?
Yeah. Okay, right. I'm holding Lily's hand. Okay, guys, I'm signing off for the week. I'll see you guys next week. Thank you so much. Are you ready? You shut up. Bye, guys.